sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the fifth Sunday in Lent, March 17th, 2024, entitled, The Hour Has Come. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton Podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or TuneIn Radio Podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The hour has come, says Jesus. It's an hour to which his whole life has been leading, an hour in which he is to be glorified. It's clearly important to him that his disciples have some understanding of this hour. Yet what he offers them is an oddly jarring proverb. Grains of wheat must, in a sense, die to what they are if they are to remain alone, if they are not to remain alone and fruitless. Within that teaching is a central revelation of God's wisdom and action to those who can at least begin to understand it. Yet grasping it, as the words were spoken, appeared beyond the capability of Jesus' closest disciples. And it would prove through centuries to be no less difficult for theologians and simple believers alike to explain. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus has spoken before about the hour that is coming. On this fifth Sunday in Lent, the traditional beginning of what is known as Passiontide, the hour for glorification has come. It carries with it enormous and heightened passion, an emotional clout. Jesus says, "Now my soul is troubled." If you've ever been involved in any type of therapy or been part of an emotional maturity growth process, you might be familiar with the question, what's stirred up for you? It's a question that's asked in order to help you name inner feelings about a particular situation and consider the thoughts and ideas that lie behind them. Well, stirred up is the exact definition of the word in the original language text in John that Jesus uses to describe his soul in verse 27. My soul is troubled. My soul is stirred up. about the hour and his being lifted up, Jesus says, "My soul is troubled." In the core of his being, in his very soul, Jesus is stirred up. To begin to get this, we need to take into account the backdrop that has been given us in the fourth gospel. In John, we're given at its outset how Jesus is to be regarded. The author of the gospel tells us in the very first verse, in fact, that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In Jesus, the light was coming into the world. The soul that is troubled here is not just any soul. This is a soul perfectly and completely intermingled, fused, amalgamated with the divine. This is the very heart of God that is troubled. In Jesus, God was pleased to dwell. And Jesus' troubled soul is a troubling of the very heart of God in the God-man. So the word, the message that's being imparted here is far deeper and mysterious than it first appears. Reading and understanding these texts may not be for the faint of heart if our goal is to even begin to grasp their significance. At least that's the witness of Christian souls through the centuries. Most, far more intelligent than me, who have struggled to understand. And it's interesting, you know, that and maybe even somewhat amusing that in our times and with the advanced scientific understanding that comes with these times, that we would even recognize the existence of emotional maturity. In a world where we think it's all about intelligence, how smart we have become, we administer IQ tests to help young people make good decisions about career choice and perhaps try to guarantee success. And intelligence is still most often measured using as a baseline the ability to retain and recall information. IQ. Intelligence quotient. But you know, there are other kinds of intelligence. Psychologists would point us to emotional maturity, or what's sometimes referred to as emotional intelligence. And they would say that that's even more important than IQ for one to function in a challenging world. As it turns out, the smartest people who have low emotional intelligence are in for a steep climb. You can be as smart as a whip, but if you don't have at least a bit of emotional intelligence, you could be in trouble. And so you see, it's not about suppressing or ignoring human emotion. Emotional intelligence is how our emotions influence behavior and how we can use them to our advantage. But then again, emotions are just feelings, right? And feelings are invisible. And that which is invisible doesn't really exist. And sadly, I'm guessing far more these days would agree with that than not. Unless a grain of wheat falls and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Now, the modern intelligent person will argue with the metaphor. I've had those discussions. Perhaps you have, too. But the grain, they say, doesn't really die. Right. Whatever it is in that or any other seed, for that matter, the spark of life, the kernel of existence, doesn't actually die. It just appears to die. Correct. The core, the center, its aliveness doesn't just cease to exist, it goes on to start a new plant. Right again. And in that new cycle of life, it bears fruit. Right. And, by the way, your point is? Because here's what I think it may be. What Jesus had to say to the disciples and to us about that hour is far deeper and profound than any of us expect. There's good evidence in the text itself that as Jesus was saying this, the disciples didn't get it. In fact, it would be weeks, even years later, that hindsight would help the pieces begin to come together and maybe at least some of the lights started to come on. And those pieces continue to come together for us. But it takes time. It takes exercising our surrender, exercising our giving. It takes sacrifice. Since it's in those invisible acts that the lights begin to turn on for us. The hour had come, and with it, the sacrifice that would bring about atonement. At one meant. Between God and humanity, the divine becoming one with the human. You know, Jesus wasn't the blood sacrifice required to satisfy the need of an angry, vengeful, barbaric God seeking revenge for our daring to challenge him. God became completely and in every way one of us and died to prove the great length a loving and merciful God is willing to go. For us.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.